Let's turn to the Heidelberg Catechism, verse 8, number.
Did God create man thus wicked and perverse? No, but God created man good and after his own image. That is, in righteousness and true holiness, might readily know his creator, heartily love him, and live with him in eternal blessedness to praise and glorify him. From where then does this depraved nature of man come? From the fall and disobedience of our first parents, Adam and Eve, in paradise. Conceived and born in sin. But are we so depraved that we are completely incapable of any good and prone to all evil? Yes, unless we are born again by the Spirit of God. Sense of God, how do you or would you respond to somebody who is within the LGBTQ community that says to you, I was born this way. I can't change how I feel. I can't change who I am. This is how God made me. This is a very personal question. It's a very difficult question to answer. But I think there's some level of honesty that we can give to them that is both truthful and also sympathetic. The one thing that's the biggest flaw in that mindset and that thinking is when they said, this is how God made me to be. Now, all of us are prone to sin. We're born in sin, right? But we're also prone to certain sins more than others. Some have anger issues. Some have alcohol issues. Some have, you know, some can take one drink and they're addicted for the rest of their life. And some can take one or two and have no issues. So there is some level of, I don't know what you want to call it, genetic background, lineage, family history, where people are prone to certain things than others. And so there is that sense which we can all agree. But that's not how we were created. This is how we were created, and the Heidelberg Catechism highlights this so well, that before the fall, God made us for His glory. He made us to serve Him. He made us rightly in righteousness and holiness. This is how we were meant to be. Sin is not how we were meant to be. Sin is a disruption to God's creation. And everything as a result of sin, which includes our behaviors, which includes what we are prone to. Sin is not natural in God's creation. It is a part of disorder because of our rebellion, because of our hearts. And I would tell that person that, yes, you're absolutely right. You cannot change in your own strength, just like I cannot change my sin patterns in my own strength. And that's why the only hope you and I have is the gospel to change us. Just because I sin one way doesn't make it better than the way you sin. We're both helpless and hopeless sinners, that we cannot change our nature apart from repenting and believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. That is my only hope. That is your only hope. And so they're right when they say that there's nothing they can do to change. But that's true for us in any of our sin. But that's not how we were made for. God has created us in a way that He has revealed to us how we are to live, how He has His creation to be. So I wanted to use that example as a practical and applying these truths in Lord's Day 3. So we'll conclude our summary with that.